97.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. July 4th cleanup after violent storms yesterday and overnight. 10 inches of rain over just a few hours in central Kerr County, Texas, caused flash flooding of the Guadalupe River. The sheriff's office confirmed several deaths. County Judge Rob Kelly.
And I've been advised not to use any numbers. We do have some numbers, but we're not going to use them at this time.
Utility crews are fixing power outages after storms in the Northeast, killing at least three in New Jersey and North Plainfield.
Then I looked to my right and I saw the tree on the car and I had realized that the whole sidewalk had come up.
From a garage outside Los Angeles last night, an explosion sending into the sky a fireball and fireworks. Woman's in critical condition after police say fireworks exploded, setting several homes on fire. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he and President Trump were on the phone today. On social media, Zelensky describes it as a good call. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. The heat is topping the news this holiday, and if you're out enjoying 4th of July festivities, the big reminder is to drink a lot of water. Officials across the state are also saying if you're driving anywhere, to keep an extra eye on the roads with the heat. There's a good chance the pavement can buckle, causing an emergency situation. If you're facing an emergency, you may feel you can count on firefighters in your area to help. But there's a new report out about the departments across our state, and it shows rural areas in particular are facing serious challenges. The reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service survey includes responses from more than 400 fire chiefs. This represents more than half of the departments, and some of the surprising answers, 85% of rural firefighters are volunteer. Close to 50% say they are responding to calls with less staff than required, and most are also saying there just isn't enough funding to pay their department's expenses. The results of this report will be used to push forward for better community safety. And speaking of safety, there are a few things to remember if you are planning to enjoy the water. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety.
You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. Happy 4th of July. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Game time comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, on Tuesday, the Milwaukee Bucks waived Damian Lillard to make salary cap room and sign center Miles Turner from the Pacers in free agency. A column today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel outlines the bumpy 2 years Lillard had in Milwaukee, including that blood clot in his calf before the season-ending torn Achilles tendon.
And I got kids, you know, I got a big family. You know, I'm tight with my family, so automatically I start thinking about, you know, what it could mean for me personally. One of my closest cousins in 2021 had a blood clot in his calf and didn't know, you know, during COVID they couldn't get him in because it was, you know, everything was on Zoom. And he ended up having a pulmonary embolism and dying. Obviously, that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
Baseball, the Brewers in Miami to open a series against the Marlins. They lost last night 3-2 to the Mets in New York, losing that series 2-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 87.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free Brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Anderson Cooper is smacking down Pete Hegseth. This is fascinating. Hegseth went in, you know, held his press conference yesterday morning and looked right at the press and said, you guys want Trump to fail. And so you pick on every little, you know, and just went off. I played a clip of it for you yesterday afternoon. It's so offensive, I'm not going to repeat it. Anderson Cooper just is pushing back. He says, a number of the claims he made about the reporting were not accurate. We put together what the Secretary of Defense had to say this morning and what we actually reported about that early Defense Intelligence Agency assessment. And then basically he took Hegseth's claims about how the media covered the story. Hegseth was claiming, for example, that they weren't talking about their successes. And Cooper plays a clip of them talking about their successes. Hegseth, you know, basically just takes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here's all the lies that Pete Hegseth told. I think he's drinking again. But, I don't know. But I've known a lot of alcoholics in my life, and it's damn hard to quit that drug. It's extremely hard to quit that drug. I know alcoholics who literally cannot go an entire week without a drink. And I'm guessing Pete Hegseth is one of them. Although, you know, he never really was the brightest bulb on the tree. So, anyway. Meanwhile, the slowest, the worst year in decades for the housing market. Yesterday, I mentioned, you know, how Ronald Reagan sent over 1,000 bankers to prison, or prosecuted over 1,000. I don't recall how many went to prison, but it was quite a few. Around the savings and loan scandal, you'll recall that in the 80s. When the S&L industry almost died, it had to be bailed out by the federal government. Bill Seidman was put in charge of that, an economist and former university president out of Grand Rapids. We used to play, this is back well over a decade ago, I used to play long, extensive clips of Seidman explaining how the whole crash happened in 2008 and how Bush screwed it up. Back in the 80s, how it happened during Reagan and how Reagan fixed it. Seidman was in charge of the Resolution Trust Corporation, the RTC, which was the organization that basically took over on behalf of the government, took over the S&Ls, and then brought them back and reprivatized them and all that sort of thing. Well, we seem to be drifting into that kind of territory. Home sales fell 0.7% in May. With April posting the slowest pace since 2009, a slower housing market could affect the entire economy. Why? Because when you buy a new house, typically people spend tens of thousands of dollars in the first year after they bought a new house in fixing it up. You know, hey, it needs a new roof. Hey, let's repaint the thing. Let's remodel the living room. Let's get some new furniture, all those kind of things. Housing represents 18% of GDP. And so if housing is slowing down, GDP will slow down. And this has a ripple effect right across the board. On top of this, this is an interesting statistic. 60% of existing homes are owned by people over the age of 60. Why is that? Because when I was young, when I was in my 20s, Louise and I bought our first house when we were in our 20s. And you could do it back then because, number one, nobody had student debt. Reagan hadn't yet destroyed our college system. And number two, healthcare was inexpensive. We lived in Michigan where both the hospitals and the insurance companies were required by law to be nonprofits. It was very inexpensive. And number three, the average cost of housing was only two, three, maybe four times at the most what the annual income is. And today it's about 10 times what your annual income is. And the reason for that, of course, is because you've got literally millions of homes being bought every year and tens of millions of homes owned all across the United States by big investment companies and foreign investors. And this is, you know, making housing less available and thus driving up the price of it. So keep an eye on this. I think Trump is going to be bringing us, or at least during the Trump administration, some of it is the direct result of Trump's actions, you know, his tariffs, his tax cuts, things like that. But I think that we're going to see a severe recession coming. And, you know, hang on to your hat. Meanwhile, the world's richest 1%, according to a new report from Oxfam, increased their wealth by $33.9 trillion in the last 10 years. $33 trillion. Now, we knew that the richest people in America had increased their wealth by $50 trillion. From the time Reagan came into office until around 2010, and that the wealth of the middle class had decreased by about $50 trillion. Now, I haven't seen any numbers on whether this additional $33 trillion since 2015 is matched by a loss of $33 trillion among the middle class. I'm guessing a good chunk of it is. So the Oxfam briefing says this immense concentration of wealth has translated to political power in a movement toward oligarchy that sees ultra-wealthy individuals able to share political and economic decision-making in ways that then increase their own wealth. Bernie Sanders has come out and said billionaires should not even exist. Joe Biden, remember the speech he gave warning about oligarchy? People have forgotten that, but it was solid. And then you've got, you know, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez basically renting Venice for a wedding. The people put a sign in St. Mark's Square that said, if you can rent Venice for your wedding, you can pay more taxes. Yeah. Yeah. The $33.9 trillion, by the way, that the top 1% increased their wealth by since 2015 is enough to eliminate annual poverty 22 times over, according to the World Bank. 22 times over. That's mind-boggling. All right, that's it for me. What's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Chuck in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Chuck, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Two quick things, and I'll let you respond to both of them. I feel that the Democratic Party and the media are being negligent by not even asking the question, who are these ICE agents? We're on the verge of a police state. Nobody's even bothering to find out who they are.
I agree.
Are they Proud Boys? Are they ex-January 6 people? Are they Trump's personal militia? But nobody's even asking the question. So what can we do to get the answer to that? And I know this will be controversial, but if they won't identify themselves, local police should arrest them.
Yeah. Well, right now, the local police in most jurisdictions don't have laws that would allow them to arrest them. Gavin Newsom and the Democrats in California are trying to pass a law that requires all law enforcement agencies to show their faces and their badge numbers and their names, which is only reasonable. I mean, they're public servants.
Yeah.
They work for us. They should be accountable to us.
I want the media or the Democrats to even ask this question of who are these people. I think people with right leanings might be a little concerned about this.
Yeah. Historically, actually, it's been the right that's most terrified of, you know, the thought police are coming, right?
Right. The NRA forgot to rise up, by the way. Have you seen that meme?
Exactly, yeah.
It's Wayne LaPierre with a gun says, we accidentally forgot to rise up against a tyrannical government.
There you go. Yeah. Nothing accidental about it. We all know. Now, I have seen Democratic politicians and media figures asking that question, Chuck, but I agree with you. It's nowhere near loud enough, and it should be something that people like Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries are demanding every single day. And tragically, they're not. Chuck, thank you for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Today's Supreme Court decision, a reminder of how much damage the court has done in the past with things like Dred Scott and Citizens United.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee, on June 7th, presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's Independence Resolution word for word. Resolved that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened, at least until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it for you. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. While
we were alive, we borrowed hope just to get through school. Now we drown in debt. They call that the rule. Took our health and sold it for gold. Turned healing and learning into things bought and sold. Now we break beneath what we can't afford, while billionaires laugh behind every door. It's time to rise.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Deborah in Chicago. Hey, Deborah, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for accepting my call. In fact, I was listening also to free speech, but I had an opportunity to hear, I didn't hear you yesterday during your regular, but the re-airing I heard, and in fact, there was a Jerry, and there was also another gentleman. Jerry was talking about gentrification, mm-hmm. and the other, but both of them have to do with, for me, and I don't know if they brought this up, about the young man that was nominated for mayoral in New York. And right. what he's saying in terms of helping people, that is helping really the masses of the people. And to me, that takes me back a South side of my life born here. And thinking about the South and the West side, where were you rhetorically when Dr. King came to Chicago, lived on the West side? Mm-hmm. I'm sure that he wouldn't have been able to do so on the South side, but the conditions were just as bad and appalling. But he... Mahalia Jackson, they were championing for a quality of life for Black people. Would have wanted for all people, and even Mayor Harold Washington. But it was the Dailies and even the Vons. And I've spoken with you about this. And coincidentally, here in Chicago, there Laquan McDonald, his cousin, was shot just today, a little while ago. You know, bringing up Rahm, and for me, since the 90s, 91, I came out speaking about what was happening in housing. I had no idea he was involved in any of this. Mm. And with Trump, with Benjamin Netanyahu, all of that land grab. Mm. 72, where were you in 72? A teacher said about housing, Chicago housing, mass numbers, hundreds of thousands of people, Black people, political might. That when they tear that down, there will be rich white developers that will grab that land. It's been vacant, but yeah. that's what's happening in Gaza. It was going to happen in Iran. And Trump is a realtor, right? Property. Mm-hmm. So what Dr. King was asking for, we never got. Instead, we got drugs and guns dropped in our area. Gaza has bombs. And nobody, and this is kind of off the subject, Tom, but what happened? Nobody talks about those 100-plus journalists that Benjamin Netanyahu had assassinated. I'm going to say assassinated. You can't get the truth if you silence. And that's what's been happening in Chicago. Those who try to bring up a quality of life of black people in Chicago, South and West Side, they have been silenced out. Yeah. So in Chicago, please, Tom, for democracy's sake, you have got to look at what's happening and has happened in Chicago.
Okay.
Thank you. I will do so, Deborah.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah,
and have a safe holiday. And I love the music. Thank you, Miss Louise.
Thank you, Deborah. Yeah,
my dad
grew up on the south side of Chicago. Back in the 20s and 30s, it was mostly a poor white ghetto. And Louise and I used to go to Chicago every Christmas and visit our friend Fred Derby, who lived there. And he was the designer for Marshall Fields. And we'd just do all our Christmas shopping there.
Back here with the truth.
Yeah, we know Chicago really well. Deborah, thank you for the call. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anita in Ludington, Michigan. Hey, Anita, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good Friday.
Yeah.
I'm calling about, are you familiar with the geo prison that is opened in Baldwin, Michigan, up in Lake County?
I am not.
That's like the largest Midwest detainment center?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay. It's a prison. I mean, they call it detainment center or facility to try to sound better, but it holds 1,800 people.
Wow.
And it's like 30 miles east of Ludington.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's out in the Manistee National Forest, basically, is all around it. This county is the poorest county in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And this facility has been opened and closed by GEO several times because of different infractions and problems.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big hunger strike the last time they were open because they were serving spoiled food.
Right. So what's the point you're making, Anita, or did you just want to tell me about it?
Okay. We have been protesting the center because the GEOs, they figured that they will make $70 million on this center the first year from housing immigrants and that they look at it as a growth potential.
Yeah,
for
turning
the company.
Brown people into profit.
Yep, and worse yet, in Lake County, poorest county in Michigan, they are fighting their tax assessment that they don't want to pay their local taxes.
The prison? Wow, that's
incredible. Yep, the prison is.
That's incredible. Anita, I got to run, but thanks for the information. I always appreciate a report from my home state. I appreciate it. Ludington, beautiful area, by the way. 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes weekend. I'll be picking up more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you, folks. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of...
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lierley, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. The heat is topping the news this holiday, and if you're out enjoying 4th of July festivities, the big reminder is to drink a lot of water. Officials across the state are also saying if you're driving anywhere, to keep an extra eye on the roads with the heat. There's a good chance the pavement can buckle, causing an emergency situation. If you're facing an emergency, you may feel you can count on firefighters in your area to help. But there's a new report out about the departments across our state, and it shows rural areas in particular are facing serious challenges. The reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service survey includes responses from more than 400 fire chiefs. This represents more than half of the departments, and some of the surprising answers, 85% of rural firefighters are volunteer. Close to 50% say they are responding to calls with less staff than required, and most are also saying there just isn't enough funding to pay their department's expenses. The results of this report will be used to push forward for better community safety. And speaking of safety, there are a few things to remember if you are planning to enjoy the water. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety.
You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. Happy 4th of July. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 87.
Matinere on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So what are you waiting for?
Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartmann. Check it out.
Oh, Canada, you packed your snow in pride. Said no thanks, Donald, we won't let you inside. We used to share maple and trust across the line. Now you're eyeing us like Alaska in 59. Mark Carney stepped up with a banker's grin. No trade deals with fascists, we won't let you in. He warned the crowd with a voice so clear. America wants our forests, our water, our beer. Fair. Now we're ghosting you. You sent us syrup, we sent you smock. But Trump came along, fed you to the fog. Now you're locking your borders and shutting your gate. Guess being neighbors ain't the same when your buddy's full of hate. And you're...
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. John in Westchester, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom, happy Friday. Yeah, I think you made Trump's list with that song, you know. You weren't on it before, you're definitely on it now.
Probably.
The Supreme Court this morning kind of deferred it to Congress. Now, that's legislation, right? I mean, couldn't we do like a Project 2026 with legislation and, the midterm elections?
Well, we don't have the ability to pass anything through Congress right now. The Republicans control both houses.
Yes. Well, when the next time they go for election is when?
Well, you're going to have your midterms in November of next year.
Yeah, 2026.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. So that's our project, 2026.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
A living document, an actual living document.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd love to see it. I've been arguing for a long, long time that the DNC should set up a shadow cabinet. We should have a shadow president. We should have a shadow vice president. We should have a shadow secretary of state and secretary of the treasury. And these people should be regularly holding press conferences to say what they would do if Democrats were in control. And they should be writing it down, like you said, with the Project 2026. Spot on, John. Brilliant.
Well, they're telling us it's legislation they want. That's the only thing that's going to change it. So that's what we should fight for. That should be the 2026. That should be.
Yep. Legislation has the primacy.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Thank you. You too, John. Mike in Coos Bay, Oregon. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I'm a long-time fan, of course, coming to the end of the show here. But I do have an issue. Since 2016, the far left has tossed so much, excuse the terminology, so much shade at the Democratic Party as a whole that I'm having a lot of difficulty with that, with being told that the centrists need to vote in lockstep with the Mamdani win. And it was an impressive win, and I hope he does win. But with so much crap was thrown at Hillary and Biden in the primaries and after Biden won and through the general election, I'm having a lot of difficulty reconciling the messages that we're getting around Mamdani.
I would argue it was the exact opposite, Mike. Bernie came out and was calling for, universal health care, which every other democracy in the world has, and Clinton ridiculed him for it and threw crap at him. He called for universal free college, which every other democracy in the world has, except us, and Clinton ridiculed him and trashed him for it. He called for a higher minimum wage, a $15 minimum wage, which we have here in Portland. Seattle's got a $20 minimum wage.
And it increased the economic vibrancy. Clinton and the corporate Democrats said, oh, you can't do that. The fat cats who pay our way will be all upset. Jeff Bezos doesn't want to pay his workers more. Mamdani is not saying pretty much anything other than what Bernie has been saying all along. And I think, you know, if the Clinton machine and the Democratic Party hadn't basically destroyed Bernie's chances in 2016, he would have easily beaten Donald Trump. We've been in a populist moment since at least 2008, where the American people want somebody who is not controlled by billionaires and big corporations. And frankly, both parties have been giving us nothing but that.
And I do actually have one thing that I'm going to say that's going to not be very popular, and I'm going to be frank about that. I voted Democratic virtually all my life since I was able to vote Democratic. But while I agree with Bernie's message, as far as people whose primary message is the destruction of a wide-ranging Democratic Party, Bernie's camp has produced a few very powerful
people. I don't know anybody whose message is to destroy the Democratic Party. I'm just everybody that I'm hearing from is just calling for the Democratic Party to back away from Clintonism, to go back to where it was with, you know, under Jimmy Carter and Lyndon Johnson and Franklin Roosevelt. Be the advocate for the average working person rather than for the fat cats in Wall Street and the bankers.
Would you call this a fair statement where Biden was as close to that as we've gotten up to this point, even with his communication issues?
Yeah, Biden was damn close to Bernie. I mean, Biden asked Bernie to write his major piece of legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden was our first progressive president since Lyndon Johnson.
And yet the far left, and I want to say that in quotes because I agree with a lot of what they say. I don't agree with a lot of how they look, of how the quote-unquote far left, because I agree with a lot of it, but I vote centrist when it comes to national politics, and I'm going to be frank about
that. I don't know what centrist means. It means you're opposed to everybody being able to go to college for free?
Absolutely not.
Okay, does it mean you're opposed to everybody having free health care or inexpensive health care like they do in Canada?
Well, wouldn't you call... to a certain extent, wouldn't you call anybody who would win a presidential election centrist?
No. Donald Trump is not a centrist.
Well, to oppose the current Republican Party, how would you balance further left policies out?
I would go with what the people of America want. When you do the polling, you find that more than 70% of Americans think everybody should be able to have a union job. The centrist Democrats oppose that. The more than 70% of Americans think everybody should be able to have inexpensive health care, you know, like every other developed country in the world. Centrist Democrats oppose that. They want a corporate program like Obamacare, where we're paying an average of $13,000 per person per year in the United States, and in Canada they pay $6,000. In France they pay $5,500, and they get better results, and people live longer.
Keep in mind, I don't consider myself the problem solver Democrats.
But when I hear people describing centrist Democrats, either they're talking about these issues, these economic issues, or they're basically saying, you know, that they don't think that Democrats should defend the rights of the queer community and black people, because it's unpopular with a lot of white racists. And I get that if you want to win elections, but I think that when you sell your soul, when you sacrifice your principles to win elections, you're not doing yourself or your country any kind of favors.
Can I throw one more statement out?
Well, you still haven't told me what position makes somebody a centrist. What is it what is the position that Mamdani is taking that is not within the mainstream of the Democratic Party and doesn't poll better than 60 or 70% among the people as a whole? Name one policy.
From some of the things that I've read up to this point, and you know where I'm calling from, so I'm not a New York voter, but some of the things that I have read trying to educate myself.
I'm not talking about generalizations. Give me a specific.
isn't there a policy that he's that he has proposed for a government-run grocery store in New York?
In food deserts, in those areas of New York City where you cannot walk to a store and buy fresh fruit and vegetables, he is proposing that the city open those stores. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What's wrong with that?
Well, I used to live in the city center of Pittsburgh, where there was also a food desert there. Mm-hmm. So I've personally been in situations like that. But if policies in that context were to try to go national, that's where I think that would be. That's where I think there's a weakness there with that. It's going to work in New York.
Food is pretty essential stuff. You can't live without food, and living on the kind of food that you can only get in food deserts. So the only kind of food you can get in food deserts, ding dongs and Twinkies and potato chips and anything that's packaged and will last on a shelf for more than a year, is a sure route to obesity and heart disease, which then costs society a fortune. I mean, there's nothing centrist about having food deserts that cause people to cost us all, a small fortune in health care costs.
Looking back on Kamala's campaign, would you have considered her centrist or more further left?
She campaigned generally as a progressive. I think the big mistake, the centrist mistake that she made was inviting Liz Cheney and inviting, billionaires like Mark Cuban to campaign with her. But no, by and large, she was taking progressive positions. And I think that if Democrats want to win elections, they need to take centrist positions.
I hear the music, and I just want to let you know I was 100% behind her, just for initial context. But thanks, Tom.
No, I get it. Yeah, I'm not trying to debate you, Mike. I was trying to understand, what does centrist mean? I still never got a clear answer, but, we'll have to have another conversation in the future. Mike, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I am, just for the record, I am always happy to be challenged, to debate, to discuss, to disagree. I mean, that shit. No problem. Go for it. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7th, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee, on June 7th, presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's Independence Resolution word for word. Resolved that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sure.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams. You can mix it into your coffee like Louise does for us, your tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use, and consistency is the key. So right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and get free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. getnativepath.com/Tom.
Pushing back hard, cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight. Fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest. Even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break. Don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire.
It's past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tony in Shirley, New York. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? It's been a long time since we spoke. Real quick, two things. Number one, Mondani, I believe, is going to be the new picture of the Democratic Party, in my personal opinion, because he represents a lot of views that the growing majority definitely embrace. And I think that it's something that the old dog Democrats like Schumer and Jeffries, who still refuse to congratulate him, either need to embrace him or need to get out of the way.
I agree, although the one thing that they're now bashing him upside the head really hard with is the fact that he's Muslim. I mean, we're just seeing the ugly come out in the Democratic Party. It's really sad. But back to you, Tony.
It is. the second thing was, I'm seriously contemplating, I'm already looking into moving to Portugal. I'm a Hispanic male, I'm a citizen, but you've spoken to me before, you know that I'm in sales. I was one I talked to quite some time ago. I refuse to sell to the gun industry anymore and supply them with any tooling. But that being said, because of what's going on lately, especially here on Long Island, there's ICE all over the place. Nassau County, the executive here has already authorized the police and they, to not only work with ICE, but he's already deputized citizens to also stop pulling over cars. So I don't even see my customers anymore because I'm literally living in fear. So now I'm at the point now with my wife, and I said, you know, it's time to move to Portugal. Because I don't see any way out for the next couple of years. I don't see anybody in the Democratic Party that's going to be able to stand up and do something about this. And I'm in my mid-60s. I'm living in fear constantly, and this is not healthy.
I get it, Tony. I'm, one of my best friends, the former president of this network, Free Speech TV, that I'm on, has with his wife moved to Portugal. Greg Palace is spending an awful lot of time in Portugal because his director has moved to Portugal. I mean, I know people who've done that. Louise and I went over and visited them, and it's a beautiful country. I can't discourage you from it. I'm going to stay here. I've got family here. I love this country. I'm going to fight for this country. I realize that there are substantial risks associated with that. I get death threats. I get, you wouldn't believe the crap I get, but
I know that the right wing side, they throw unbelievable stuff at you, and I, you know, you're in the public venue, so of course they're going to naturally go after you. But I mean, now it's just like, you know, because I'm brown skinned and I have brown hair and a couple of tattoos, that's all they need. And I had to go to a funeral and I have to carry around my birth certificate, my social security card, and that doesn't ensure that I'm not going to be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that live across the street from me, they're both military personnel, both a husband and wife, 16 years. And when they first started these immigrant crackdowns, they started in Elizabeth, New Jersey, in a fishery up there. They grabbed a Vietnam veteran that happens to be their cousin. He spent 2 months in detention and finally got out of Louisiana a little over 2 months ago.
Wow. And was he a citizen?
Veteran. He's a citizen and a veteran.
Wow. Wow. We're hearing more and more stories like this, that they're snatching up citizens.
And he showed them, he said, here's my VA card, and they didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they just recently deported a Purple Heart recipient.
Yeah.
Sent them to South Korea. They said, get out of here. Yeah. They threw him out of the country.
Yeah, Steve Miller, you know, if you're not white, get the hell out, it's just become the mantra of this administration. Tony, I wish you the very best, and I hope if you do move, you'll stay in touch with us. And if you don't, that you'll stay here and fight with us. So,
I'll
Tony,
call you long distance, but either way.
Okay, I got to run, Tony. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. But I wish you very well. Thank you. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Al Gorillarhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verity, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program. Special thanks to you, too. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Next 2 weeks, you're going to have Jefferson Smith here with you, taking good care of you, providing a great live program while I'm finishing up my book, The Last American President, which is now available for pre-sale. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more. 800-
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States? Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hard work cleaning storm destruction made harder by grief over several deaths, including after 10 inches of heavy rain in just a few hours overnight in central Kerr County, Texas, caused flash flooding while people were sleeping.
We didn't know this flood was coming. Rest assured, no one knew this kind of flood was coming.
Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly. Cal Fire says the site of this week's huge professional fireworks explosions is being stabilized in Yolo County, California. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
Left behind is twisted debris and burned ground. A huge perimeter remains for fear of more explosions, and still seven workers at the fireworks storage yard remain missing.
Ukraine's President Zelensky calls today's phone call with President Trump very important and fruitful. Table manners be darned. Eating more than 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
Again wins the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, Coney Island, New York. This is ABC News.